All right, there you go, Chris. Okay, the KRS-One with his song Somebody on this Martin Luther King Day. And we have on the line calling in Chris Robb. We mentioned that today was not only Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, but it's also Philip Livingston's birthday. Born in 1716, he was a slave owner here in New York. And as well, he benefited and basically created an industry and an entire economy based on slave labor coming out of Jamaica in this sense. So Mr. Chris Robb, State Representative Chris Robb out of Pennsylvania, a descendant of the Livingston family, calling in right now to give us a little bit of a word. Chris, can you hear me okay, and are you with us?
I am, and it's Rab like rabbit.
Okay, it's Rab. That's R-A-B-B, and you can reach him at cr@chrisrab.com. Chris, thanks so much for calling in the show, and I appreciate you weighing in on this Martin Luther King's birthday and Martin Luther King holiday, which coincides on the same Monday this year.
Glad to be on.
Thank you so much. So exactly, tell us, are you part Livingston?
Yes, I am a descendant of Philip Livingston through his grandson, Philip Henry Livingston, and have been up in that area, Dutchess County, for a Livingston family reunion a couple of times, and have many, many Livingston cousins who were first made aware of my branch in 1996. Is when my family and I first were invited to the family reunion, which occurs every 5 years. It was the same summer where the black descendants of Thomas Jefferson sought to be included in the larger white Jefferson family. They did not have as much success as we did in New York, but it was the same summer. I remember it well.
That's absolutely fascinating, Chris. Mr. Robb, thank you. So what you're saying is that in 1996, there was an opening up of the conversation of the legacy of slavery, which people didn't know about. And how do you see that today as being important for the conversation?
Well, I don't think enough people know the power and expanse and impact American slavery on society today. It's anywhere from our schools all the way up to the White House. There's a lack of knowledge and understanding about how this institution infected essentially everything else. In fact, many of my white cousins who were fairly well educated didn't even know that there was slavery in New York, let alone that their ancestors were enslavers. And that is the origin of my connection, my family's connection to the larger family. It was through ownership and through rape.
That's a very serious, serious part of our history that I don't know that most folks have understood to have learned through their textbooks in elementary and middle and high schools. And I'm wondering if you have hope for the future that we will be able to overcome and heal and move forward and learn the actual true history of the white-black relationships in this country. Do you see it as us moving forward positively, or do you see us in a little bit of a rut right now?
It's a challenge right now in light of the current political mood. I think there's a lot of deep concern and anxiety that has been racialized, and I think a lot of the very reasonable anxiety people are suffering has been cast upon people of color because that is a narrative that has been told generation after generation about who is to blame. This is essentially what we call scapegoating, and many communities have been scapegoated, certainly not just African Americans, Irish, Italian, Jewish, Polish, you name it. This is nothing new, but in this particular moment, it is racialized such that whole countries are called shitholes, for instance, and people seem to be embracing of that type of demagoguery, millions. Fortunately, there are millions more who do not find that particularly helpful or humane or intelligent or acceptable. And so what we have is a battle between two different groups of people, those who see diversity and inclusion as a strength, and those who see it as the root of all evil. And I'm hoping the forces of light...